Third Sunday of Easter. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The first lesson, Epistle and Gospel, will be read from the World English Bible. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first lesson is from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. When Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "You men of Israel, why do you marvel at this man? Why do you fasten your eyes on us, as though by our own power or godliness we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had determined to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, to which we are witnesses. By faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, brothers, I know that you did this in ignorance, as did also your rulers, but the things which God announced by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, so that there may come times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I am hard-pressed. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you worship dumb idols and run after false gods? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, he will hear me. Tremble then, and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices, and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, "Oh, that we might see better times." Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase. I lie down in peace, at once I fall asleep. For only you, Lord, make me dwell in safety. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See how great a love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. For this cause the world doesn't know us, because it didn't know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God. It is not yet revealed what we will be, but we know that when He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him just as He is. Everyone who has this hope set on Him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Everyone who sins also commits lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away our sins, and no sin is in him. Whoever remains in him doesn't sin. Whoever sins hasn't seen him, and doesn't know him. Little children, let no one lead you astray. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 48. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were terrified and filled with fear and supposed that they had seen a spirit. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is truly me. Touch me and see, for a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as you see that I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they still didn't believe for joy and wondered, he said to them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. He took them and ate in front of them. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you, that all things which are written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds that they might understand the Scriptures. He said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. On April 14th, we celebrate the lives of Edward Thomas Denby and Henry Beard Delaney, bishops, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Edward Thomas Denby and Henry Beard Delaney, two of the first African-American bishops in the Episcopal Church, were instrumental in the struggle of minorities to take their place in the highest positions of leadership in a church often hostile to their presence. Born in Wilmington, Delaware on February 13, 1869, Edward Denby attended Howard University and became an Episcopalian while serving as the Dean of Students at Paul Quinn College in Texas. Bishop John Spalding recognized Denby's gifts for ministry and sent him to work in the Diocese of Tennessee. Ordained a deacon in 1898 and a priest the next year, he served parishes in Illinois, Missouri, and Florida. In 1907, he returned to Tennessee as rector of Emmanuel Church in Memphis. He was also appointed as an archdeacon for colored work, with responsibilities for the segregated colored convocations in the South. While serving as archdeacon, Denby was elected in 1918 as bishop suffragan for colored work in the Diocese of Arkansas and the province of the Southwest. A major contributor to the westward expansion of the Episcopal Church, Denby drew African Americans into the church through his work with black hospitals, schools, and orphanages. Despite the difficulties he encountered among the white leadership in the South, Denby worked his whole life toward the full recognition of African Americans in the Episcopal Church and was instrumental in securing that African Americans held positions of leadership for national church offices concerning ministry to African Americans. He died on October 14, 1957, in Cleveland, Ohio. Henry Beard Delaney was ordained to the episcopate the same year as Edward Denby. Born a slave in St. Mary's, Georgia, on February 5, 1858, he was educated at St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ordained a deacon in 1889 and a priest 3 years later, Delaney served as vice principal of St. Augustine's. In 1908, Delaney was appointed as an archdeacon for colored work working in the Diocese of North Carolina. He was called to be bishop suffragan for colored work in the Diocese of North Carolina. But his ministry extended into the Diocese of East and Western North Carolina, South Carolina, and Upper South Carolina. Delaney was a strong advocate for the integration of African American Episcopalians into the wider church, despite the Jim Crow laws of the day and the efforts of many leaders of the white majority in the church who viewed the presence of men like Demby and Delaney as threats to their power and authority. He died on April 14, 1928, at St. Augustine's College. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the ministries of Edward Thomas Denby and Henry Beard Delaney, bishops of your church, who, though limited by segregation, served faithfully to your honor and glory. Assist us, we pray, to break through the limitations of our own time, that we may minister in obedience to Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen.